Hey gorgeous, today we're going to cover practical money skills. So budgeting, saving, and knowing how to move your money around, especially when you're self-employed, becomes super simple. I'm going to take you through the actual step-by-step process that I follow each and every week to make sure that I reach my financial goals, that all the bills are getting paid, and that really keeps me feeling confident and in control of my finances. Now, this is really important because what we're going to cover really is the key to smoothing out your cash flow and getting off that feast and famine income roller coaster, especially when you're self-employed and you have that irregular income. And the best news of all is it only takes 5 minutes a week. Let's do this. For regular tips and tricks on all things money and mindset to help you build an aligned and abundant business so you never worry about money again, be sure to click subscribe and hit that notification bell. Having the right practical money skills when you're self-employed can be a total lifesaver because when you don't know what to actually do with your money as it comes in, it can land you on this really crazy, stressful roller coaster where it's feast and famine, where one day you feel like everything's great and then suddenly there's not enough money to pay your regular bills and it just never feels like enough. I know what it's like to have next to no money. At one stage, I was a single mum on welfare payments. And I also know what it's like to have a healthy six-figure business income and still feel like you have nothing to show for it. The good news is that between those two very personal experiences and the process of building this successful finance business where I helped my clients sort out their money stuff, I actually got really good at developing some practical skills and strategies that help you smooth out your cash flow and take control of your money. And what I really love about all this is that it helps raise your vibration. It aligns you with abundance and it makes you magnetic so that you attract even more money and abundance. It's win, win, win. And the best news of all is that there's no budgeting required because budgets don't work. Money systems, however, can be absolutely life-changing. So I'm going to take you through my actual personal step-by-step process that I go through each and every week as my money comes in to allocate and distribute it all. Let's do this. Step one is to tally your income. So the first thing I do each and every week is I sit down and I add up all the money that came into my business that week. Now for you, it might be fortnightly or monthly, whatever your cycle is going to be. And it's important that you know this because this is the money that you then need to allocate and distribute and move around. Now I did a whole video over here about giving every dollar a job to do because that's what this is ultimately all about. So go check that out next. While I'm talking about tallying your income, it's also actually one of my favorite money mindset strategies because as I sit down, and I actually do this daily and then add it up at the end of the week, as I sit down each day and add up the money that came in that day, it allows me to keep tabs on my mindset and see what my thought processes and patterns actually are. And if you'd like me to do a video about some of my favorite money mindset practices, just let me know in the comments below and I'll get that sorted for you. Step two is to calculate your tax. So your amount of tax that you need to put aside is going to vary week to week, depending on how much money came into your business. And it should always be a percentage of your gross income. You should have a fairly good idea of what that number should be. It is an estimate, but you want to make sure that you've got it well covered. And if you're not quite sure what that number should be, what that percentage should be, then speak to your accountant, look at last year's tax returns, and make the best educated guess you possibly can for the time being. Step number three is to calculate your surplus or shortfall. So once you know how much tax you need to put aside, you want to deduct that from the gross income that came in. And then you also want to deduct how much money you need to keep in your business account to keep your business running and the amount you're going to need to pay yourself in salary or wages. Once you've done that, you will either be left with a surplus or a shortfall. And you need to either allocate that surplus or make a note of the shortfall and make a plan for it. And this right here, this little move, that is the key to smoothing out your cash flow when you have irregular business income. And I really want to know, is this something you do? Do you keep track of surplus and shortfall each income cycle so that you can help use those numbers to smooth out your cash flow? Let me know in the comments below. Do you keep track of your surplus or shortfall? Okay, once you know whether you have surplus or shortfall, it's time to decide what needs to happen next. So step four is to make your adjustments. Now, if you've got a surplus on your hands, yay, time to celebrate, do a little happy dance, but then you need to decide what to do with it. So you need to check your notes from last payment cycle. Have you carried forward a shortfall from before? Because if you have, the first thing that needs to happen with the surplus money you have now is to pay that back. And once that's done, if there is still some surplus available, then you need to allocate that in alignment with your current highest financial priority. And if you're not sure what that is, then make sure you check out this video next. Now, that's what you do when you have a surplus. But what about when you have a shortfall? Well, there's not enough money to do everything you need to do. So something's going to have to go without. And so let's use an example and say that you're $500 short. And what you decide to do is just shortchange your tax account this time because you don't need to pay tax for quite a while yet anyway. So you'll do that. But it's important that you actually make a note of that so that you can cover that shortfall next time. Otherwise, this is how you end up in the feast and famine cycle. So yes, there's a shortfall. It will happen from time to time. That's okay. Make the best decision you can. Take a note and then make it up next time. And this is the difference between smoothing your cash flow or suffering this crazy feast and famine roller coaster. Now, once you've done all of that, it's time to do the magic money shuffle. It's a little bit like this. Okay, we're up to step five, and that is the easy bit. It's doing the magic money shuffle, because now that you've done all the work in all of 5 minutes that it took, you need to simply transfer that money. You need to move that money around. So transfer that tax money to your tax account. Transfer that personal income to your personal account, and transfer the surplus to wherever it needs to go to make up for any previous shortfall. That's it. You're done. It's that simple. And if you're wondering how to calculate all these numbers, then grab yourself my handy income target calculator, which also comes with a bonus income distribution calculator to help you do all those things we just talked about. It even comes with a handy video tutorial. So you can grab that from the link in the description right now. If you enjoyed this video, make sure you hit like, subscribe, share it with your friends. And let me know in the comments below, what were your aha moments? What did you most get out of this? And is there anything specific you'd like me to do a future video on, or do you have any questions? Just type me a comment below and I will respond. I'll see you soon. In the meantime, remember, it's time to embrace your unlimited potential. You know what the next step is, and you also know that you're totally ready for it. See you in the next video. Bye.